We want to take a look now at the evangelical vote. Exit polls showed that white evangelical voters voted in high numbers for Donald Trump, 81% to 16%, again, according to those exit polls. So let's bring in Dr. Robert Jeffress. He's the senior pastor at First Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas, and a vocal Trump supporter for months. So, Dr. Jeffress, I'm presuming this is a good day for you.
It's a very good day.
What were you thinking as the night went on, and what's your reaction to what's happened?
You know, it was interesting. I was with President-elect Trump and Melania yesterday afternoon in his office, and he asked me, Robert, how do you feel like the evangelical vote is going to turn out? And I said, it's going to be very strong. Frankly, I had no idea it was going to be this strong. And I think really the reason it has been as strong, and I said this to Mr. Trump, is what happened in that last debate. During that last debate, he made the strongest commitment to a conservative Supreme Court, and he articulated the strongest pro-life defense of any Republican presidential nominee in history. And I include in that Romney, McCain, either of the Bushes, or even Reagan himself. And I think that resonated with a lot of evangelicals.
Well, what about the comments? I mean, you're well aware of them. That he grabs women by the genitalia, that he tried to bed a married woman, not just a couple there. You know, well, first of all, you know, many people who are of faith, who are Christian or other faiths, said that's unacceptable. And people who are not of any faith say that's unacceptable. Why not for an evangelical?
Right. Well, first of all, you know, I certainly don't condone everything Mr. Trump has said or done in his life. I don't condone everything I've said or done in my life. But I think here's the difference. You know, when evangelicals overwhelmingly voted for Ronald Reagan, he was a known womanizer in Hollywood. He would become the first divorced president in history, yet they chose him over a once married, faithful Baptist Sunday school teacher named Jimmy Carter. By doing that, they weren't endorsing womanizing. They weren't endorsing divorce. They were endorsing Reagan's policies. And I think that's what you have here. And people say, well, yeah, but Reagan, it wasn't as bad as Trump. You know, as a Christian, we don't think God grades sin. We're all sinners. We're all in need of a Savior. And that's not really what this is about.
Right. But we're not talking about womanizing. Just to be clear, we're talking about charges of sexual assault, someone who on tape at least sounded like a predator. And he might have to go to court to it's scheduled in December to face an allegation of rape from a teenager.
But I think the operative word there is allegation. It's not been proven yet. And people could point out and say, well, what role did Hillary Clinton say in enabling her husband to perform alleged attacks on women as well? I don't think people wanted to get into that. I think on either side, they're looking at the issues, and that's what counts.
Well, that's Dr. Robert Jeffress, senior pastor at First Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas, a vocal Trump supporter, and a happy one today. Dr. Jeffress, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I want to bring back in Julian Zelitzer, the historian at Princeton and our guide always on these election days. But just drop in on that for a second, Julian. You know, this huge swath of the electorate that many people were perplexed about voting for Donald Trump. Have you seen this in history? Can you compare this to another time?
Well, it's the case that polarization and partisanship is very strong right now. And there was a lot of talk since Donald Trump's nomination that somehow all these groups would peel away, and they didn't. And there's different reasons, different factions of the Republican Party came home. But I don't think we should underestimate the power of polarization. It's also true that, you know, parties are often coalitions of differing factions. So in the 60s, you had Southern Democrats and Northern Democrats in an alliance, even though they often disagreed on things. Ronald Reagan himself brought together groups that were often at odds, like Reagan Democrats and business leaders. So this is the case that not everyone is always in agreement, although I think many people do feel that there are some fundamental contradictions between some of the things that Donald Trump has said and some of the allegations, but more than just the allegations, and some of the beliefs of religious Americans. And I think that's something he will have to grapple with now that he's their leader.
Julian, a lot of people have compared what just happened in the United States to the Brexit vote, where Britain voted to leave the European Union. It surprised a lot of people. It didn't exactly match up with what the polls had been saying. Do you see a comparison between those two things?
I think the issues are very different. You know, first of all, the Brexit polls were closer than what we saw last night, where everyone got it wrong. But I do think this is going to raise a lot of questions about polling. This is true. Dewey beats Truman on steroids in terms of how wrong the prognosticators were, how off the polls were. This was a very significant mistake. And I think there's going to be a lot of discussion in that industry, in the world of politics, of how they missed so much, frankly. And I don't know the answers, but I think that's the similarity.
We just got about a minute here before the break, Julian. But I was actually also hearing other analysts today say that, in fact, it wasn't that far off, because we forget. We kept talking about 4 points, and the margin of error is a lot wider than it used to be. So it actually has been tighter. We just didn't somehow hear it that way.
Well, it's been a tight election, especially after the summer. But she was consistently said to be in the lead, according to all the aggregation of polls. So we knew it was going to be tight. We knew it was going to be close. But it looked like a lot of these states, especially the safe states, were going her way,
well,
and they didn't.
And she never went to Wisconsin once, and a lot of criticism there. Yeah,
for sure.
That's historian Julian Zelizer from Princeton, who's been joining us this hour as we take stock of what we know about the election of Donald Trump and more. Julian, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.